this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama speaks to UN Climate Summit. President Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a UN climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. He called on the delegations to agree to a system that is transparent and gives them confidence everyone else is meeting their commitments.
Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition, where progress paves the way for regularly updated targets. Targets that are not set for each of us, but by each of us, taking into account the differences that each nation is facing.
And specifically, what is at stake for the African nations at the summit? Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
For months, African negotiators have repeated a sort of mantra as they prepared for climate change talks in Paris. Worldwide 2-degree temperature rise limit, binding agreement, financial help from developed nations. Mongani Majola, a spokesman for President Jacob Zuma, explained from Paris.
We're expecting that there will be some conclusion of the negotiations that started in Durban in 2011 towards a negotiated, legally binding agreement will be bound by an agreement.
But as negotiators gather in Paris this week, the most important thing, a solution, is very much up in the air. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is on his way home now, back to the Vatican, ending his first African trip, which took him to 3 countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon, following celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium. Chris Stein was there in Bangui and has this report.
Pope Francis brought his message of peace and reconciliation to a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood. It was perhaps the most treacherous part of his 24-hour stay in the CAR's capital. PK5 was once home to tens of thousands of Muslims, but the area has been the scene of multiple clashes between Muslim and Christian militias, and the majority of its residents have fled to other cities or to IDP camps. Despite security concerns, Pope Francis arrived at the mosque in his open-sided Pope Mobile, flanked by guards and United Nations peacekeepers.
Vorrei assicurare loro la mia gratitudine e la mia stima.
Addressing an audience inside, he called for solidarity between Muslims and Christians. Chris Stein for VOA News, Bangui.
The Pope had said his visit to the country would be incomplete without meeting with the Muslim community. Certain groups of high risk for HIV and AIDS in Kenya remain marginalized when it comes to accessing testing and treatment. On the occasion of World AIDS Day, December 1st, Lenny Ruvaga reports for VOA from Nairobi on the challenges they face.
22-year-old Bernard Adede was born HIV positive. His parents both died shortly after. Adede says it hasn't always been easy to get treatment at Kenya's public hospitals. He has missed treatments because he didn't want to deal with the stigma.
These hospitals where they're so harsh, like public hospital, they're so harsh for adolescents. When you go to take medication, the way they treat you, you feel like you are not comfortable to be there. So you abscond of going to take medication and you better stay at home.
AIDS is the leading cause of death among adolescents in Kenya and throughout Africa. Kenya's Ministry of Health says about 10,000 HIV-positive teenagers die each year there due to delayed treatment. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
The National AIDS Control Council says there are approximately 1.6 million people confirmed to be living with AIDS, HIV, in Kenya. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syria border. He told reporters after a meeting with NATO chiefs in Brussels that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. And Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping was preparing to meet with other world leaders in Paris to decide what to do about climate change. The air quality in the Chinese capital was considered hazardous. This is VOA, Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.